So we're going to start with SSI. And I think this is what most people, when I tell them what I do for a living, I think this is the area that they think I work in most, is SSI and Medicaid. So SSI and most Medicaid eligibility requirements are like baking a cake. We have to have all the ingredients at the right time or we lose eligibility for a month or more. So for SSI, your ingredients are the following. I know you call it methodology, but I like baking a cake. So so you have to be disabled. You have to or be over 65 or blind. You have to have the right alienage, and you have to have the right income, okay? The other thing I explain to my clients is Medicaid and giveth and taketh away in month-to-month increments. So we want to make sure that not only are we under the income cap, but we're under the asset cap as well. Who are your families that are going to be eligible for SSI? They're going to be people with little or no work history. Maybe a child's turning 18 and his parents' income and assets are no longer being what we call deemed to them. So they may have never been able to work out in the workforce. So they may be eligible for SSI. And the thing that you need to know about SSI is that if you have $1 of SSI, you automatically have Medicaid. So here's our SSI income. And I think the SSI income rules are so convoluted. They're hard for us to understand. They're hard to explain to clients that if you provide food and shelter to your child, that's income. That's really hard for families to think about and understand. So if you are or loved ones on SSI, if you're giving them food, if you're giving them shelter, and if you're giving them cash, that's income. And as of March 9th, 2005, clothing is no longer income. And I'm happy about that because we have several clients who like to give away their clothing and not have enough clothing. So that's a good thing.